To Mr. G, Tom says I must ask you if you will forgive me for making so much mischief for you. Mr. G. We are going to help you, and let bygones be bygones. S.P. You are not mad at me, are you? Mr. G. Not at all. S.P. I feel so weak, what will I do? I am too weak to go with Tom. Doctor, that weakness is a common experience with spirits when they begin to understand. It is only a temporary sensation, you are merely losing control. Think yourself with Tom and the Mercy Band of Spirits. S.P. My head feels so funny. Am I going crazy? You had better get a doctor because I think I am going to die. Doctor, you will be all right as soon as you leave this body. S.P. I need a doctor, for the blood is all coming up in my throat and I can't breathe. I feel so choked. Maybe I can get to sleep. Doctors always say if you can sleep it is better, when you feel weak. I am not going to die, am I? Doctor, you must remember that you are a spirit and are controlling a mortal body. S.P. Fred Haupt is my name. Tom says I must ask you to forgive me because I have made so much trouble in getting you in a temper. Mr. G. Certainly I forgive you. Thank Tom for helping both you and me. S.P. Goodbye. Silver Star, the Indian guide of Mrs. Wickland, then came in and said to Mr. G, we got the man. Now we are going to take him to a hospital. We worked hard to get him, he was so in your magnetic aura that it seemed like taking a piece out of your body to detach him from you. He had been with you for a long time, he was with you when you were a child. When things did not go right for him, he flew into a temper. It will be a great relief to have him away, and you will feel like a new person. You will not feel so irritable. He has been working on you nearly all your life, but lately he has become stronger and stronger, until he almost had control of you. Now we have him and he won't bother you anymore. He is very weak and needs hospital care, he can hardly walk. He will have to be nursed. He has been living on you, and with that strength taken away from him he is very weak, but he will be taken care of. Chapter 12. Selfishness, those whose earthly interests have been superficial, who have been dominated by pride, vanity, greed, ambition and selfishness, are held in the earth sphere after transition until these tendencies have been conquered and love and sympathy have been developed through service for others. Frequently spirits whose earth lives were spent in pursuit of pleasure and the pastimes of wealthy society have attained realization of a higher life through our psychic circle. Among these was one who sank with the Titanic in 1912. Experience, October 22, 1916. Spirit, John J. A. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. After the spirit of W.T. Stead had visited with us a few moments, another spirit came in, struggling desperately, as if swimming, and called loudly for aid. Spirit, help. Help. Doctor, where did you come from? S.P. That man who just left told me to come in here. Doctor, have you been in the water? S.P. I drowned, but I have come to life again. I cannot see that man now, but I heard him talking and he told me to step in. He said that you know the way and would teach me, and that I could go with him afterwards. But now I cannot see him. I'm blind. I'm blind. I don't know whether the water blinded me or not, but I am blind. Doctor, that is only spiritual blindness. When a person passes out of his physical body without a knowledge of the laws of the higher life, he finds himself in a condition of darkness. It is the darkness of ignorance. S.P. Then I will not always be blind? Doctor, you must realize that you are in the spirit world and that spirit friends are here who will teach you how to progress out of your condition of darkness. S.P. See a little now. For a while I could see, but the door was shut again and I could not see through. I was with my wife and child for a time, but no one noticed me. But now the door is closed and I am out in the cold. I am all alone when I go to my home. Changes seem to have taken place. I do not know what I shall do. Doctor, you have not realized your own situation. S.P. What is the matter anyway? What is causing this darkness? What can I do to get out of it? I never was so handicapped as I am now. I was all right for just a minute. I hear somebody talking. There, now I see him again. Was it Mr. Stead? Dr. Mr. Stead was speaking through this instrument just before you came. Mr. Stead probably brought you here for help. It is our work to awaken earthbound spirits who are in darkness. S.P. This darkness is terrible. I have been in this darkness for a long time. Doctor, understand that there is no death. Life continues in the spirit world, where each one must serve others in order to progress. S.P. I really was not what I should have been. I just lived for self. I wanted amusement and to spend money. But now all I have seen is my past, and I have been in the darkness, and it is terrible. Every act of my past stands before me, and I want to run away from it, but I cannot. It is there all the time and accuses me, because I could have done differently. I have seen so many places where I could have done good, but now it seems too late. Doctor, when a person lives for self alone, he usually finds himself in darkness when he passes over to the other side of life. You must obtain understanding of the glories of the spirit world and realize that life there is service to others. That is the true heaven. It is a condition of mind. S.P. Why are not these things taught in the world? Doctor, would the world listen? Humanity as a whole does not look for the spiritual side of life, but looks for other things. The world is seeking for amusement and for selfish gain, not for truth. S.P. There is such a queer feeling coming over me. Mother. Mother, my loving mother. Spirit, I am a man. But I feel like a child in your arms again. I have been longing for you, but I have been living all by myself in the terrible darkness. Why is it that I should be in the dark? Cannot my eyes be cured? Will I be blind all the time? Isn't it strange that I can see you, yet I seem to be blind? Doctor, you have a spiritual body now, and when your spiritual eyes are opened you will see the beautiful things of the spirit world. S.P. I see Mr. Stead there. We were both on the same boat, but he does not seem to be in the dark. Doctor, he understood the truth of spirit return and life on the other side while he was on earth. Life is a school and we must learn all we can about the spirit side of life while we are on earth, for the only light we have when we pass to the other side is the knowledge pertaining to life's problems which we have gathered here. S.P. Why did no one ever tell me these things? Doctor, would you have listened to anyone who would have tried to talk to you on these subjects? S.P. No one ever approached me with such ideas. Doctor, what year do you think this is? S.P. 1912. Doctor, it is 1916. S.P. Where have I been? I have been very hungry and cold. I had a very great deal of money, but lately when I have wanted some to spend I could not get hold of it. Sometimes I seemed to be shut up in a room, very dark, and I could see nothing but a procession of my past life. I was not a bad man, but you probably know what society people are. I did not know until now what it was to be poor. It is a new experience to me. Why should humanity not be taught differently before death? Then there would not be such suffering as I am in now. Doctor, if you will go with your mother and other spirit friends and try to understand what they tell you, you will feel much happier. S.P. I can see Mr. Stead. I met him on the boat but I had no use for his teachings. I thought he was old and that he had a hobby. You know when people get old they have hobbies of one kind or another. I never had time for such things, because all I thought of was my money and society. We do not see the poor people and we do not care to see them. I could do so differently now, but money is of no use to me any longer. My mother is waiting for me and I should like to go with her, for I have not seen her for years, and it is so good to see her. She says she could not reach me, for I was like a crazy man and would not listen to her. Bless you all for the help you have been to me, and for having opened my eyes. It is misery to be blind, yet able to see the procession of your past life, and not be able to see or hear anything else. Doctor, we should like to know your name. SP. I am John J. A., and I am glad I met you all. I am so grateful for what you have told me. Now I can see and hear, and understand something that I did not know existed. My mother and friends are coming for me, and now I am going through that beautiful gate into what will be to me heaven. I again thank you all, and hope someday to come and see you again. Goodbye. A few weeks later, the foregoing spirit brought a friend, another member of New York's aristocracy, who had met his death at the sinking of the Lusitania. Experience, November 5, 1916. Spirit, Alfred V. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, somebody told me to come in here and I would get warm. Doctor, what is your name?
S.P.
Alfred V. I was on a boat. John J. A. came and told me he would try to help me get in here. He said if I would come in here I would get help. Say, I have never been hungry in my life before, but I am both hungry and cold, and my clothes are all wet. Doctor, that is only a condition of your mind. You have lost your physical body and should not feel the need of food.
S.P.
I know I drowned and I have been in misery ever since. Doctor, if you had an understanding of the life hereafter and of progression in the spirit world, you would soon find happiness through serving others.
S.P.
I never was happy. I suppose I had my own way too much, yet sometimes I felt, what was the use? But I thought, just forget yourself and have a good time. You may not care for society life, but in society you can drown yourself in gaiety. I really did not care for society life. I used to forget myself with my horses. If you have a beautiful horse, he is faithful to you through life. But when you get into society, women just show you one side, smiles, and sometimes they hate you. The love I know most is the love of a beautiful, faithful horse. Horses were my pleasure and I felt they loved me. Women liked me only for what I could do for them. They wanted money and pleasure. Women wanted all the money they could get from me. I let go of things and tried to lose myself in pleasure, but I was not happy. Society does not know anything about honor and respectability. If I could find people as faithful and true as my horse was to me, I tell you I would thank you for that society. But go into the kind of society I have known, and men and women are nothing. I was a sport myself, but there were things that drove me to forget that little thing within me, conscience. I longed for something that was good, but where can you find it? Not amongst society, but amongst horses. Society is all right if you want that kind of a life. You will probably realize that I developed a great deal of selfishness. Doctor, you must try now to forget your past life with all its sorrow and bitterness. Look for higher things. Then your spiritual eyes will be opened.
S.P.
Friends that took an interest in me brought me here, and my eyes have been opened since I came. I feel that probably, but I am not sure, a time may come when I can be happy. I have never been really happy, for when a child I had my own way too much. I thank you for allowing me to come here. If I ever am truly happy, I will come back and tell you so. A sequel to the above occurred several years later, when John J. A. and Alfred V. brought to our circle a friend of theirs, an O.H., stage celebrity. Experience, September 8, 1918. Spirit, an O.H. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, water. Please, water. A glass of water was given and eagerly taken. Thank you so much. I have been very sick and am still weak. The doctors really do not know what is the matter with me. They said I must be kept quiet. My legs and arms pain me so. Doctor, we will relieve your pain. Manipulating arms of psychic.
S.P.
Be very careful about my bones. I want to retain my beautiful form. I want to get well and return to my work. I have been very sick, and I am still very weak. Doctor, what is your name?
S.P.
My name is Anu H. Doctor, how did you come to Los Angeles?
S.P.
I am not in Los Angeles. I am in New York. Doctor, who brought you here?
S.P.
I thought I had a dream and that Alfred V. came and spoke to me. He always liked me, but he is dead. Now he says that I must wake up. I am so sick. My bones, my bones. I don't want to lose my beautiful form. I feel that I am commencing to get better and stronger. Will I live now, and can I perform again and do my work? I do not want to lose my beautiful form. Doctor, you will never perform on the physical plane again. SP. I hope to. Alfred V. Bothered me so much, but he is dead. Doctor, does he look as though he were dead? SP. He seems to be very well, but I thought I was dreaming. Why, here is John J. A. 2. They are both dead. Doctor, so are you. SP. When did I die? Doctor, a short time ago. SP. Alfred says that they do missionary work to wake up spirits. But they do not believe in such things as spirits. I don't want to die. Doctor, nobody actually dies. SP. Course they do. The doctors said I could never get well. I fought and fought to live. I want to live. I want to overcome my sickness and get well again, and I want to retain my beautiful form. Doctor, from now on you must try to develop a beautiful spirit. SP. The two men want me to go with them to find understanding. Doctor, they have found the truth through this little circle. They were very poor spiritually before they came here, but became rich, through an understanding of more beautiful life than they had here on earth. SP. What is this place? They say it is the gate to the understanding of real life, the gateway. Noticing dress, this dress does not fit well. Touching neck and shoulders, this is not my neck, or face, or form. They say I am weak yet, but I am to go with them and they will show me the way, but that I have much to learn. Doctor, did you ever ask yourself, what is mind? SP. I just wanted my beautiful form. If it were not for my beautiful form and acting, I could not have attracted people to me and earned my living. There are quite a few people here. Spirits. Alfred said if I came here he would bring me to my relations, and to a beautiful home beyond the grave. Doctor, what do they call that place? SP. I do not like the name, but they say, the spirit world. They say that is the home beyond the grave. They say I shall have to overcome my earthly condition before I can open my psychic eyes. I do not know what they mean. They say if I go with them I will find beautiful conditions after I have understanding, but that I shall have to overcome a great deal of self and live for others. Alfred says that we live for society and ourselves, and we have to suffer for it. He says I must go, but I cannot, for I am very sick. Doctor, your body was sick, but you have lost that body. It is in the east. SP. I feel better now than I did a while ago. Doctor, my wife is a psychic sensitive, and you are speaking through her body. Alfred V. and John J. A. at one time controlled her body as you are now doing. SP. My bones are so sore. Doctor, that is only in your mind. Mind is not the body. Mind is invisible. We do not see you at all. You are invisible to us. SP. Touching face. This is not my face, and I don't want this form. I want my beautiful form. Doctor, it will be your duty to serve others in the spirit world. SP. These people want me to go with them. They took quite an interest in me and my work. My pains seem to be leaving me. Will you please tell me how I could come here when you are all strangers to me? I do not know why I should be here tonight. I feel so well now. Doctor, we are carrying on experimental work to learn what becomes of the dead. My wife is a psychic and you are controlling her body. SP. Alfred says I must go. I thought I had a dream and that I was going to die, but I fought and fought for a long time. I did not want to die, so I used all my willpower to live as long as I could. One day I felt very weak and I went to sleep for quite a while, but I woke up again, as I wanted to live. They thought I was dead, but I was not. I had only gone to sleep. I wanted to live because life is dear to me, but I was sick so long and suffered so severely. I went to sleep again and I slept a long time, and when I woke up it was all dark, and I could not see anything at all. Everything was dark, dark, dark. I could not find any light and it was so dark. I felt so distressed, all dark. I thought then I went to sleep again, and as I slept I dreamed Alfred V. and John J. A. came to me and said, Anna, wake up. We are here to help you. Come with us. Come. I thought I was waking up, but I was so sick, that I could not go with them. My crippled body was so sick. They said, we will take you to a place where you will have a new body, and you will be well and strong. Come with us to a more beautiful world than this. Here I am, all well and strong. Will I not have those terrible pains again? They are so hard on me. I felt I must not eat too much, or drink too much, or I would not be able to retain my beautiful form. I would not eat meat, because I would get too fat, and I must eat just enough to retain the roundness of my form. What have I now? Why did I not do more helpful things? Life was so sweet. I liked to be flattered and I liked to have admirers. It is so hard to lose your admirers. Dr. Do Alfred V. and J. A. flatter you now? S. P. No, they do not look as they used to. There is a seriousness about them. They look so sincere that I feel different with them. While to me they look much younger, I know they are older. They do not say to me as they did once, come along and have a good time. Life was very sweet while I had admirers. But I suffered for my vanity. The doctors said if I had not laced so much I would not have been so sick. I would not mind the doctors either. They wanted me to eat to get strength, but I was afraid if I lay there and ate, and did not get my regular massage and baths, I could not keep my form, so I starved myself. When I was in the dark Alfred came to me and said, come I will show you something far more beautiful than a beautiful form and selfishness and vanity. They are only shadows. Now come, and we will show you why we should live for others. You will be beautiful again when you have served others, but you must forget self and overcome all selfishness. Now I must serve and I must help. Suddenly the spirit lost control and was gone. 2 years later, after Anu H. had brought the spirits of Olive T.1 and Anna D. to our circle, she spoke to us again. 1 C Chap. 7, pages 155-159. Spirit, Olive T. 289 Experience, September 22, 1920. Spirit, Anu H. Psychic, Mrs. Whitland, good evening. I came here tonight to thank you for what you have done for me. I am now very happy. I only lived for myself and for my body and beauty. I lived only for a good time. When you live for a good time you are not really happy. You are always afraid that someone will shine brighter than yourself, or that someone will take your place and charm away your admirers. Here in this room I found harmony, when I was in such darkness. I could not see anything except all the promises I had made and broken, and I felt sad. Now I have understanding of the real life. The real life is to serve others, to do good for others, to help others, then you yourself will have help. This brings happiness, which is heaven. It is the heaven of contentment. When I first came here I was very sad and gloomy. I had only thought of self, with never a thought of God, our Maker. We should all think of Him and learn to know Him. He is there. One we should pray to and we should try to realize what life is. We should learn to know, not be satisfied with blind belief. Learn to understand God in His truest sense. I was once quite a church-going girl. I believed and believed and condemned others, and thought if you did not do so and so you would be lost. That is the reason many fall by the wayside. People only have time for amusement. They do not go to church. Why are they not taught to understand the real Christ spirit? Give them innocent amusement of one kind or another, and do not keep them wrapped in gloom, praying and praying all the time. They fall. They want to go to church and they want to have a good time, but they are taught that if they do not go to church and pray, they will fall lower and lower, and they will be condemned, not by God, but condemned by the people. If a girl falls, who will raise her up? Does the church do this work? No, churches will not have anything to do with her, because they say she is bad. They say, we do not want our daughters to go about with her or be seen in her company, because she will make them bad. Since churches teach the gospel of Christ, why should they not help such a soul to rise? Christ did not accuse the fallen woman. He said that he who was without sin should cast the first stone. Because a woman had fallen, accusers stood ready to throw stones at her. When Christ spoke, the accusers went away. Then what did Christ do? He took her hand, lifted her up and said, "Where are your accusers? Go and sin no more." He meant she should try to enter a new life and do better. But society will not have her. The churches will not have her. She is down. Where will she go? Where can she go? She has not sinned against anyone but herself. Her own self accuses her for what she has done. How can she rise? If she goes to church, she will not be helped there. She can only go to the lowest condition where there is a good time and champagne, and try to drown her conscience. Suppose we tell the people that this unfortunate girl has fallen, has had to go into a wild underworld, has been bad, has had no chance to rise, and that her character has gone, will they help her? No, they will not. We should always try to help others, especially the weak and fallen ones, and try to raise them as Christ taught us. Do not condemn, but raise them to society again, and help them to be honest and sincere. Then we shall convert the world of men as well as women. Men are also greatly to blame for trying to ruin poor innocent little girls. Just because a girl has a beautiful face and has charms, men should not praise and flatter. They ruin the girl. The man goes back to society, but the girl goes lower and lower. She cannot go back to her former life, but has to remain where she is. If you could see the lower life of Paris, you would shudder and realize that that is hell. People who go there have lost their pride, their senses. The women there have lost all modesty. They do not believe in God. They do not believe in the Christian religion anymore, because the Christian religion and its people have driven them to what they are. They think there is no God, and so they can do whatever they wish. Let us try to help these unfortunates. I am now working in the slums of earthbound spirits. I am serving. There was a time when I would not soil my hands to help anybody, because I had to be waited on. I had my maid, and if I were not waited on at once, just when I wanted things, I scolded and was very irritable. Now I wait on the lowest with the true spirit of Christ, who taught us to serve others and love others as ourselves and God above all things. When the one who has fallen by the wayside is given true understanding, then that soul will serve, and his love for his fellow man will be much stronger than that of the one who does not have that understanding. One who has always had a good home, gone to church and is pure and good, knows nothing of evil. Let us all understand our Maker, the God of us all. Our Maker is God for the one who has fallen just as much as for the pure. God is love. When you have shining in your heart that light of love which is the love of God, not love as people understand it, lukewarm, sentimental love, but love which has suffered and which understands, which does not ask anything, which sacrifices and will serve from the lowest to the highest. That is real, true love. When people are crushed, we should raise them again with love and sympathy. Then we could not condemn anyone. God does not condemn, why should we? God loves all his children. He has given them all free will to go their own way for a while until they are ready to say, "Not my will any longer, but thine." Each one of us has had experience in one way or another, but let us all look to God, and let the love of God and understanding so shine in our souls that each will be a part of that divine spirit of love. No minister, no one, can reach you, but you yourself will have to see and feel what God really is. Then you will sin no more. That is heaven, that is bliss. It is beautiful, it is harmonious. When each understands the other in God's love, then there is peace and harmony, but you will have to feel this beautiful condition, which we call heaven, within you. You cannot be contented in this beautiful condition unless you help others. We stand by our brothers and sisters. We call them so through love of God.